memorize all your features, the way your body be moving. I know I'm not there yet, but I'm steady improving. You love me though, you see all of my faults and know I'm human. When I piss you off, I'm like, damn, what am I doing? Why you hurt the person that loves you the way you are? Everybody else went away, but here you are. I bless the day your mom went to labor and made a star. Bless the day that God saw me worthy to keep your heart. You provide balance like spreading my feet apart. Whenever I need a spark, you help me to meet the mark. Let's build a family tree, I want you to be the bark. Cover me in the dark whenever the weather's harsh. And you hot or down in fever. I call you queen, you call me Caesar. God did not make no finer creature. You are my equal, you not.
Good morning, Lagos. This is Dr. Wiba Boer on Power Solutions on Nigeria Info 99.3 FM. This is another chance to learn about all the things that are happening in the off-grid energy space in Nigeria and what Nigerians are trying to do to help address the massive energy gap we have in our country. So here today we talk about solutions to the problem, because we all know the problem, so it's about the solutions, not the problem itself. So today we have two very special guests from the Nigerian Institute of Electronic and Electrical Engineers, the NIEEE or NIEEE. First of all, we have engineer Femi Olanian, who is an emeritus national chairman. And then we also have the current national chairman, engineer John Funcho Adebayo. So thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And engineer Funcho Adebayo came in from Abuja especially for this, so we really appreciate that. So thank you for being on with us.
Thank you.
So I guess I'd like to start with maybe if you could each introduce yourselves, talk a bit about your own backgrounds, as engineers and how you got into NIEEE, but then also your own kind of experience with off-grid energy, renewables, and that kind of thing. So maybe we should start with the emeritus.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank you for inviting us to this program. My entry into electrical engineering, of course, I did a BSc in that field. And my experience started with NEPA, National Electricity Power Authority, mm-hmm. as far back of 1983.
Wow, okay.
Electricity worked then, really.
Right.
I would say that there was a lot of mismatch between the planning and the execution.
Okay.
And that's what's really landed us where we are. But let's not talk about the problem. So I grew up in NEPA. Mm-hmm. I moved into the industrial space in Guinness. And then I started my own consulting company, Electrosite Company Limited. And we are into medium power distribution networks.
Okay.
And we've done a bit of renewables, especially studies, and over time we found out that the problem of power is largely lack of data.
Okay.
You know, lack of data, and if you think deeply, you will see that without data, you can't really deploy any effective solution. I became the chairman of the Nigerian Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers in the year 2000, I think.
Okay.
2008-2009.
Okay. So it's a one-year term or two years? Okay.
And interestingly, the current chairman, I interviewed the current chairman.
Okay.
And even at the time, I saw somebody that was going to go very far.
Okay.
In the institute. And today he's the chairman and he's doing wonderfully well. I think that about sums it up.
Okay. So let's go over to you, chairman.
Thank you very much. Okay. It's nice to be on here. And I can't say much. When your mentor has spoken, you have to reduce your words, because the words of the elders, they go a long way. But basically, I'm 18th national chairman,
okay,
of the Nigerian Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers. That's the electrical division of the Nigerian Society of Engineers.
Okay.
And I can say in all the ESCOs, I'm maybe the youngest.
Okay.
So I have leaders, elders have sent me here, and then we're here to do justice to your objective, because people need electricity,
right,
affordable, sustainably. And by the United Nations SDG goals, everybody deserves to have electricity,
mm-hmm.
affordably,
right,
and sustainably. And so that's why we're here to talk about NEF, which is Nigerian Energy Forum,
mm-hmm.
how it can help mm-hmm. with the off-grid mm-hmm. electricity.
Yeah. But let's, before going into that, we want to get to know you first.
Okay.
So even though your elders have spoken, you should still talk.
Aside from the professional angle, I'm an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Into mobile broadband.
Okay.
And renewable. My company's name is Multiport Communications Consult Limited.
Okay.
I consult for the Nigerian Communications Commission.
All right.
I train their new staff through Digital Bridge Institute. And then for the off-grid, we have hands-on Abuja that we've deployed to unserved locations.
Mm-hmm.
Simple solar bottle bulb as used in the Philippines.
Okay.
Where during the day you have 5 mL of chlorine in water, you have the solar panel at the top and the PCB in the at the pipe,
okay,
the neck, and then the LED goes down. We've gone to 7 states nationwide between last year, July, and now.
That was for the NCC?
For the renewable.
For the renewable, okay,
yes.
Okay.
So, to give off-grid solutions. This January 28th and 29th, I was at Borno, Maiduguri, Ramat Polytechnic. We've trained over 1,500 youths on how to just use ordinary plastic solar plastic bottle to develop electricity for your homes.
Wow. Okay.
For a while, at least. That was affordable. And then we've also empowered women, over 400 women nationwide, giving them solar packages through Solar Assistance International, also an NGO. So each package was 30,000 naira. We've covered 7 states with 400 women. This year we're about starting again. And so this is the best time to start talking to the people that really deserve this source of empowerment and help in electricity. That's what we're here. So as the national chairman of the electrical engineers in Nigeria, I'm also the vice chair of IEEE.
US. Okay.
The Nigerian session, IEEE is Institute of Electrical Electronics Engineers, different from NIEEE.
Right. But they were very early in supporting the Nigerian off-grid energy sector.
Exactly. Yeah. Even Power Africa, as approved by Obama, and all those initiatives. So I'm the vice chair and maybe future chair later in the year, by God's grace. And for extensively for Europe, Middle East, and Africa, I cover all the countries where IEEE have humanitarian services. I've been to Turkey, Egypt, and Italy last week, and we're looking at is Europe has abundance of energy. How did they get from zero to where they are to export?
Right.
And Nigeria, we have opportunities here. How can we help ourselves?
Right.
And that's why we're here this morning.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. So nice to now get to know both of you a little bit. So the NIEEE, how long has it been around?
1985.
Since 1985. Okay.
Yes. The first, it was called the Electrical Division of the Nigerian Society of Engineers.
Okay.
Founded in 1985 with the pioneer chairman, Dr. Ajayi.
Okay.
Was the pioneer chairman. And then metamorphosed into Nigerian Institution of Electrical and Electronics Engineers in what year? 2010.
Okay.
Yes.
During my tenure.
Okay.
And now Nigerian Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers.
Okay.
Which was last year.
Okay, so basically any electrical or electronic engineer in Nigeria is a member or needs to be a member to be recognized.
Exactly.
And accepted. Okay.
Exactly.
So how many members do you have?
We would have over 25,000.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, so that's very large. Is it the largest unit of the Institute of Engineers?
It is the largest unit of the Nigerian Society of Engineers, because the Nigerian Society of Engineers is divided into divisions.
Okay, right.
The electrical has the largest number of members.
Okay.
And they congregate under the NIEEE.
Okay, so and of those 20, so we have 25,000 electrical engineers in Nigeria.
Yes.
So and where did they... Are most of them, you know, working in big corporates? Where do we find these kinds of professionals?
Let me ask you that. Yeah. We have 26 chapters nationwide.
Okay.
So out of the 6 states, we have 26 points of presence.
Right.
So they meet on a monthly basis to discuss technical issues.
Okay.
And then engagement with new members, and they do trainings.
Okay.
For capacity empowerment.
Right.
And building amongst themselves, and they do community projects as well.
Okay.
And then so in Lagos State we have a chapter.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for instance, and we have the chapter chairman operates as based in the structure of the national. So and aside the meeting, monthly meetings and they also do technical visits.
Okay.
And but what we've not done effectively is visibility.
Right.
In the media.
Right. Okay.
So those professionals in the offices, the lacuna is still there and keeps deepening. mm-hmm. because there's no access to professionalism in the academics as well.
Okay.
So they are not meeting up. So okay. what we have done as we're coming in this morning, we've sorted out, because we have an academy now, okay. NIPP Sustainable Learning Academy, that will provide support and establish expert study group.
Okay.
You might be in your office, you join us through webinar, mm-hmm. any Skype, and then mm-hmm. you solve a problem
okay.
in the community. We also get an experience from you.
Okay.
So we're looking at the China circle of engaging the governments.
Okay.
You go to national mm-hmm. assemblies at national level, mm-hmm. engaging the industry, mm-hmm. engaging the academics for research, mm-hmm. and then engaging the public,
right.
users of the technology.
Right.
So, and we are not far fresh from achieving mm-hmm. everything, but there's one thing that we need to understand. In every technology, there mm-hmm. is a need for partnership.
Right.
It's not an old something. So we are open for partnership. Mm-hmm. And that's why we had to be registered.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, that's why we had to repackage and brand.
Okay.
And so we are open for partnership with the non-engineers.
Okay.
The market woman needs to understand how to be educated about big data,
mm-hmm.
about electricity for all,
mm-hmm.
about so many initiatives, mm-hmm. about off-grid.
Right.
So, and that's why we need people.
So you're trying to make the practical connection between the science of the engineering and the everyday everybody. Needs of people.
Yes. Okay. In Egypt, okay. In October last year, I had this for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we call STEM. We say science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Mm-hmm. But now mm-hmm. it says STEAM. Science, technology, right. engineering, arts, and mathematics.
Right.
Because the engineers are too serious to understand how to take engineering to the streets.
Right, okay.
So, and that's what we're talking. So, in NEF, we'll be talking about re-engineering infrastructure
right. okay.
in Nigeria. So, a lot okay. of things we'll be talking about.
Okay. There. All right, so Engineer Olanian, so I wanted to come to you now. So, you were chairman almost 10 years ago of the NIEEE.
Yes.
So, I guess you've probably seen an evolution. I imagine 10 years ago, there wasn't that much talk in your group around off-grid energy, especially around renewables. So have you, what has the evolution been like from then till now, when now it's kind of almost the probably the major conversation in your group?
Thank you. Basically, what we've seen is that especially renewables
mm-hmm.
are no more seen as a specialist solution.
Okay.
Or something deployed to far-flung communities mm-hmm. in small quantities.
Right.
Because at that time, I clearly remember that we were part of a pilot study with Ondo State,
mm-hmm.
where solar power was deployed to 3 villages.
Mm-hmm. That was like 10 years ago?
Yes, 10 years
okay.
ago.
Okay.
And the total power, the total KVA came to about 25 KVA.
Okay.
And was then distributed among the community. And today, you're talking of 1 megawatt solar facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, people saw solar as just something you send to villages,
right.
and then forget about it.
Right. And it may or may not work.
It may work for a year,
yeah.
and after that, the people will be back to square one.
Mm-hmm.
But now with study. Which is what we're trying to do in NIEEE.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to study the problem deeply.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're talking about partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom-up solution
mm-hmm.
works better than the top-down solution.
Okay.
Get to the people and find out their real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then make them part of the solution.
Mm-hmm.
Make them part of the solution maintenance. Make them part of the solution, deploying the solution. So mm-hmm. we've seen renewables now become more like mainstream.
Right.
Moved out of, specialty.
Isolated.
Solution. It's now a mainstream solution mm-hmm. that you deploy just like the more mature solutions like generators mm-hmm. and, the gas,
mm-hmm.
gas to mm-hmm. power. So. Mm-hmm. That's what we've seen happen. We've seen it come out as something mm-hmm. that you can deploy to any problem
mm-hmm.
as long as you get the studies right in terms of the load profile and all that.
Right. So now, a typical engineer that's a member, I imagine when they were trained in university, except maybe the more recent ones, there was probably nothing on renewables are very limited.
Yeah.
Is NIEE now helping universities kind of expand the curriculum to include this, or is it still something you have to train them in afterwards?
Well, thank you. I would take that. You see, Africa has a lot of issues when you talk about education.
Right.
So your technology and your idea can be very good.
Right.
But might not be sustainable everywhere.
Right.
And what is successful in Abuja might not work for Lagos.
Right.
So we are looking at technology innovation centers. And through our expert study group and our academy, we're having full hands on tools donated by the industry.
Okay.
Okay. Ericsson, Huawei, we're working in partnership with them. I was a former staff of Huawei. I worked for 7 years as part of the installed cellular network in Nigeria.
Okay.
And I also worked for Ericsson for 2 years. And I also worked for Nitel for 5 years.
Okay.
So we have a full profile of proposals that we enable anybody. You don't even have to go to school to have so much qualification.
Okay.
Because we're interested in non-members. So what you need to do is you have a passion for hands-on. So there will be a period at those centers through our chapters. The universities in those areas, we give them rooms specifically for that. We take those tools there as labs. We're going to now use hands-on through our dedicated professionals in the sectors earlier mentioned to educate those people and give them an assessment overview at the end of the day. We have places like TICs, that's Technology Incubation Centers, under NASENI and NOTAP. The issue with those are not far-fetched from what is sustainable. But a PCB, in the whole of West Africa, we cannot manufacture a single layer of PCB.
Okay.
Okay, which is like the barrel board where the components are. But if we have donated equipment from the industry in those schools, what the people will, it might even be free. Okay, they might not have to pay for it. They will walk in there, they will be trained on the hands-on, the tools, the basic of renewable, how to couple the components, what makes the inverter work. Now integrated to the solar panel, how does it work? Now brought in to for illumination or load, how does it work? There are stages. So the basic, intermediate, and advanced will be there as vocational courses.
Okay.
Hands-on, not theory.
And so you don't have to actually be an engineer to take these?
You don't have to be. And so, because we've tested it, that was the content of the workshop we did nationwide. When you pass that stage, you can have your startup. In Akure, we were also there January this year, 15th to 17th Akure. We used engineering center in Akure. And then we finished our 2 days hands-on, and then only to discover a medical doctor that got a grant of $100,000 from EU and also Bank of Industry, $30,000, uses biomass for his renewable.
Okay.
So we had to visit his place and he gave us he gave us what took him there.
Okay.
It wasn't the drive to compete with any engineer. It was in a surgery session. His gen was stolen. So they had to use a torch to complete the operation. So he now met Professor Kola Wole, based in Australia, who was in Futa then, HOD. Now say, Prof, you put on your desktop, your PC, and when NEPA takes light, it still works. What is the magic? He said, is the UPS. What makes the UPS circuit? That's when they started research.
Okay.
So he built an inverter, he generates his own biomass, and then he gets everything done. So he runs 24/7. In Akure.
Okay.
A medical doctor.
Right.
So it's not about engineering alone. It's about application of the knowledge.
Right. Okay.
And that's the drive now.
Right.
That one is sustainable.
Okay. So now, you know, you mentioned it a few times. We're now going to talk about the Nigeria Energy Forum, which is an initiative of the NIEEE to basically share a lot of this sort of knowledge about off-grid energy, about solar, with the broader community. So maybe you can talk, Engineer Alani, and you can talk a bit about the genesis of this. I think this the forum this year that's happening next week is going to be the fourth. So what was the impetus in the NIEE to set this up and kind of create what is now one of the major events on the off-grid energy calendar.
Thank you. Like most things, mm-hmm. it started just as an idea.
Okay.
We had some of our colleagues that were abroad doing mm-hmm. graduate studies.
Okay.
And they thought that it would be a good idea if they could bring part of the knowledge, because there's a huge community of Nigerians doing graduate studies in engineering
mm-hmm.
in the UK and even practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought it would be a good idea if we could bring that knowledge home. And they needed a platform. And they thought that the NIEEE was really the best platform in terms mm-hmm. of the network, the size, the numbers of people right. we could reach. And so it started as a small idea. The first conference, I think, quite modest.
Mm-hmm.
But subsequently, the interest has grown in leaps and bounds because what NEF is doing is that it's creating a network of knowledge base
right.
that is international.
Yes.
Now, we don't only see people coming from UK, we see people coming from other countries
mm-hmm.
who are also doing graduate studies or even have graduated, they're practicing mm-hmm. over there. And this year's conference is unique in that it's now talking of scaling up.
Right.
You know, the theme is upscaling clean energy for sustainable development.
Mm-hmm.
Now, scaling up means that what you've been doing in little bits, you want to see how you can see some geometrical increase
mm-hmm.
in the deployment of renewable energy, clean energy across Nigeria. And from the speakers that have been invited, you can see the wide variety on financing,
mm-hmm.
Manufacturing, all manner of things that are expected to key into the need to upscale, to take this beyond.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Lagos show.
Right, mm-hmm. yes.
We're now talking yeah. of even a sub-regional show would not mm-hmm. be a bad way to put it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the genesis of NEF.
Okay.
And that's how far we've come.
Okay. So maybe you can give us the highlights of this year, where it's happening, yeah. the dates, how people get to sign up, how they get involved.
Yes, I will give that, Bob, to corroborate what mm-hmm. my mentor has said. I received the phone. I was writing on my contract with Ericsson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then when I received a phone call, 2015,
mm-hmm.
December, I was shocked. Foreign number. That was Dr. Daniel.
Okay.
The chair of the conference, of the forum, said, you would like to see me. I said, what for? He said all this on the phone. I said, I don't understand what you're saying. Just come to the engineering center. Then I called.
Right.
My mentor, because if anything goes wrong, and Lagos is one of the key people that would confirm. So we both met with Dr. Daniel face to face, and he told us about himself and Dr. Akintude and Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Bamiche that they were part of those that designed the CGEN, Combined Gas Electricity Network for
okay.
Europe.
Okay.
And this is what they want to bring in.
Right.
Let's talk first about possibilities. But what we're going into now, as said by my mentor, is the practical angle mm-hmm. and engagement of startups.
Right.
Year in, year out, there are awards given to Africa,
right.
African competitors on renewables. Sterling Bank has tapped into it.
Okay.
And that's how Blue Camel
mm-hmm.
Energies
mm-hmm.
got into it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm your Rajaka, that's how it
yep.
got into it.
Yep.
So next week, we're going to have newer startups
okay.
that will be sustainable
okay.
and add value on the long run.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So it's a practical way of engaging everybody across board.
Okay. So Zainab, can you share the phone number so that people can call in if they have questions about the Nigeria Energy Forum?
Call us on 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. This is Nigeria Info. We are listening.
All right. Hello. Oh, okay. We don't have a call yet. Okay. So, someone's on the phone. Hello? Hello? Okay, he's not. We don't hear him. Network issues. You need to go fix them. sort them out. Okay. All right. So now I guess we're short of time. I thought we had a few more minutes. So it's the 9th and 10th of April. 9th and 10th of April in Victoria Island.
Admiralty
Center in Victoria Island, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what are some of the highlights? And then how do people sign up to be part of the forum?
Yes. The website you need to go to is www.thenef.
Okay.
The NEF is THENEF.
Okay.
That's NigerianEnergyForum.org.
Okay.
www.thenef.org.
Okay.
And then the email you can send requests to is info@thenef.org.
Okay. All right.
So with this, on the website, the registration details are there.
Okay.
And there's a discount running presently.
Okay. And so people can still get discounts. Okay.
And partnership is still available.
Okay.
And we extended it just a day because of this discussion.
Okay.
And the team, they will start arriving from Wednesday.
Okay.
And then we'll start reviewing and engaging the already confirmed audience that we're going to have.
Okay.
And NEC will be coming, Professor James Momo.
Okay.
And amongst others.
Okay.
So we have a lot of full engagement on ground for those 2 days.
Right.
So we want everyone to come around and be fully prepared to take a lot home.
Yes.
We also always offer a lot of freebies.
Yeah, no, it's a packed 2 days.
Yes.
And it looks quite exciting. And so you're saying that the people, if they register still today, they still get a discount. You've extended it one day.
Well, we extend it by 1 day.
Okay, so and it's at www.thenef.com.
.org.
Okay. So listeners, if you're interested in learning everything you want to learn about the off-grid energy sector in Nigeria, you have to come to this conference. It's happening next week right here in Victoria Island. And it's a great opportunity to hear from the chairman of NERC and so many other speakers from Nigeria and around the world. We have one call here. All right.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Please, right. I want us to know something about the meter they are talking on the radio ahead.
About,
so I wanted to know
about
the meter, that if I want to get it, should I go to NEPA office or where can I get it?
Oh, sorry. I think that was from the previous show. So that's not a question we can answer here. Sorry about that. Okay. All right. Well, I think our time is running out. So it's been a pleasure to have both of you. But before we close out, I'd like to hear from both of you. Where you see, you know, both NIEEE and the whole off-grid energy space going, and what Nigerians have to hope for the next 3 to 5 years in terms of power. So we'll start with you, and then we'll end with the emeritus. All right.
Thank you so much, and it's been a pleasure. What we have to do as the Nigerian market for every other country in the world is we need to be transparent.
Okay.
The problem is not generation. There's need to a level-headed transparency at the transmission and distribution sectors.
Okay.
Don't bill people for what they don't use.
Okay.
Get your system together, upscale it, meter them properly. Don't deny that people pay for what you should provide as infrastructure. When they pay, find a way around it to augment. Put a smile on one Nigerian, the word of mouth will sell your market. That's my final one. Thank you very much.
Okay. Engineer Alania?
Thank you. What I'd say is opportunity doesn't come often.
Okay.
And this conference is a huge opportunity in that we're going to be running workshop sessions. Where people that have done it, either financing of renewable energy, deployment in communities, off-grid solutions that are working, are going to freely share that knowledge with people. I want to encourage people to take advantage of this opportunity by attending the conference. Thank you.
All right, so we have one quick call here. So is that Dapo?
Yes, good morning. Yes, my name is Dr. Bamishi, and I'm a prospective MSc student of Energy Economics at the Center for Petroleum Energy Economics and Law University of Ibadan.
Okay.
And I have an interest in attending the NEF.
Okay.
Of the Olden next week.
Yes.
So I don't know what I should do to attend this conference.
Okay, so I think...
Because basically I want to learn and network with the industry experts.
Yes. So I think you need to... Anyway, go ahead, if you can
Thank
let him
know.
Thank
you very much, Dapon. Nice speaking with you.
Sorry?
Nice speaking with you.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Okay.
You need to visit the website. Did you pick it? www.thenef. That's T-H-E-N-E-F.
Okay. www.nef.
The NEF.
Okay. Okay, the NEF.
Yes, the NEF.
Okay.
Or just Google Nigerian Energy Forum.
Okay.
Just Google Nigerian Energy Forum. It will bring out the URL. Okay. So when you get to the page, all the details are there, step-by-step registration details. But don't look at the financial limitations alone. Mm-hmm. Look at your portfolio.
No, I don't have...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Okay. So I think we now have to round up. So that was a good call to end it. So once again, if you're interested in this conference, go to www.thenef.org, register and be part of it next week. All of us are going to be there. And we look forward to another show next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For coming. But Daniel, who's the chairman of the show and part of the NIEE, will also be back. He'll be here in Nigeria next week and will be on the show to talk more about the highlights. But we look forward to all of you listeners coming out and learning more in person at the forum. And thank you very much to both of you for being on the show with us today.
Thank you.
We are the talk. 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 We are the talk station of the nation, 99.3 Nigeria Info.